Kedushin Perek Beis Mishnah Vov. Hamekadosh Shtei Noshim B'Shova Pruta. He should be doing for two wives, he should be doing a separate Ma'aseh Kedushin. Instead, he gets off the hook easy. And he says to the two of them, Shtechen Mekudoshes Li B'Chefet Zu. That's worth a Shova Pruta. Oy Isha Achas B'Pochas M'Shova Pruta. Or one woman B'Pochas M'Shova Pruta. Kedushin is not a Kedushin. We started the Kedushin. The Masechta, with the idea that Kedushin has to be Shava Pruta. The second case is not such a Kiddush. The first case, you could say, then maybe you would say that since it's a Maisa Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin, La Maisa is with the Shava Pruta, maybe both of them are Kedushas. No. He has to be Mekadosh the Isha. The Kich of each woman is independent. He could do it with one Maisa, but each one is a separate Kich. Each one really is a separate Maisa. So Mela, the Nesina to both of them, each one of them needs more than a Shav Pruta. The second case, the Chor is Pashut, but the Mishnah adds a Knech. Af, al pi shesholach sivloinus lachem ikein. Even though he sent sivloinus or matonus, that b'derech klal, the chosin would send la'aru sosoi during the period, like an engagement present, a diamond ring, they would send practical presents to get ready for the chasna, between the Oros and the Arusa. So he sent these presents, and they're worth a lot more than Shavu Pruta. Enim Kudeshes, why? We only look at the original Pachas Mishavu Pruta. Shemachmas Kedushin Rishonim Sholach. He definitely did not send the Sivloinis, the presents, L'Shem Kedushin. He sent those L'Shem that they're an engaged couple, so he's giving her a present. But the Etzem Maisa Kedushin was only in the original Nesina. The Maisa wasn't good. It was Pachas Mishavu Pruta. Now, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara over there. What happens if there wasn't a faulty Maisa Kedushin? So, Shaila, a couple was Mishudochim. That means they were engaged, that there's an agreement between the two families. What we call, by the way, an Erisin, people incorrectly in Ivrit, or sometimes they put up a sign for a Vort, they call it a Sudas Erisin. Erisin was a real marriage. Was Mamish Kedushin. They're a married couple. Our, what we call Erisin, is really only, Rafutni used to call it Kishrei Shiduchim. That's a couple that's Mishudachas. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara over there that by a couple that was Mishudachim, they would also send Sivloinos. Do you have to be Cheshvi Kedushin? There, it's not so Pashut, because Yitochin, that there are those that send the Sivloinos for the Kedushin itself, and there are those that are misabli v'hodor mekachi. And over there the Gemara says you have to be choshish because maybe there's a roiv that mekachi v'hodor misabli. The misabli v'hodor mekachi. So the sivloinus, you don't have to be choshish for Gedushin, but it's only a roiv. It's a shvach roiv because it's not a convincing roiv. So the halach is you do have to be choshish for Gedushin. But here we're talking about where there was a clear ma'aseh Gedushin. And it's clear that the Sivloinis were only sent on the basis, on the background of that Ma'aseh Kedushin, and that Ma'aseh Kedushin was no good. V'chein koton shekiddush. It's a davar pashut that a koton is mekadosh isha. It's meaningless. First of all, every Ma'aseh that a koton does is, it's not chal, mekach u'memkar, is only midirabonon that a koton has that koyach. A koton maybe could make a Ma'aseh kinyin if somebody's giving him a matono, that's called Dasa Ches Makna. But in terms of engaging in a Mekach U'Memka, giving and buying something, avada not. So the Kedushin is not a good Kedushin. Besides for that, it sounds from Rashi that there's a Bazunder Adin, Ki Ikach Ish V'Loi Koten. The Velta asks on Rashi, to Rashi in Kedushin, to Rashi Osin Yevom, is why would you need a separate Pasuk that a Koten can't be Mekadish? L'chor should be enough to say that a cotton can't buy or sell anything. One of the answers that's suggested is if it can be determined that a kedushin with a certain isha is a schuz gomer, and his father will spend the money, and bekoine that isha will do a ma'aseh kedushin as a schia for his son, who's a cotton. Now, b'chlal, we're learning the perek. The second parak kedushin, which starts with inyan shlichus, it's a good question. Shlichus a katan certainly doesn't have. Schia, where somebody is zoicha something on behalf of somebody, that being on behalf, does that have to go with the power of shlichus? The pashtus is the rishon who understands schia mitam shlichus. So, if you say that, then avada, even if it's a schus gomer, the father can't represent the son. There is a rishon. There's a real Bartzaloni. that's quoted by the Avnei Lulav and Siman Aleph, famously, Pnei Shuv, the Shachar Sa'ir, bring it also, that says that if it's a schuz gomer, a father could be mekadosh an isha for a cotton. So the Velt says that the other Rishonim argue, either they could argue because they don't hold that Tzchiya works for a cotton, like we said, Tzchiya only mitam shlichus, and a cotton doesn't have shlichus, or alternatively, we'll say that Rashi says that there's a bazunder din, kedushin is not shaykh for a cotton. Nothing to do with the fact that he can't be kind, even if a godel is doing it for him, there's no issues for a cotton. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach might be, what about a cotton whose brother died, left him over a yevama? So that's clear that zika is chal even when he's a cotton, and when he's a godel, he'll have to be miyabim. She's definitely skuka, she's asura l'shuk. What happens if he's ba'al leo b'katnusoy? Now you'll say he doesn't have das. We learned in yevamas that a maisa yibum doesn't need das. Even if a Yovam would be bought on a Yavama completely b'shoigig ba'inis, he totally didn't know what he was doing, he's kind of her. So maybe a cotton also. And that also, there seems to be a discrepancy in the Rishonim, the Tosfos, and then the Yavamas, there's the Yukim in other places. But we might possibly say that in a Chanami, the Maisa, a cotton doesn't need das for, it should be Chal. But there's no such thing as marriage for a cotton. So maybe the marriage of Yibum also. That's a little bit of a chiddush, but that might be a few reasons why Rashi would have to say a separate kiddushin dikadin, that there's no issues for a cotton. In any case, we're talking over here about a cotton that was mekadish where there's nothing there. There's no kiddushin. A cotton is kiddush, and what it means over here, what the Mefarshim explain is, and then when he's a godel, he Harei married this girl when he was 12, and then when he was 13, he was Shalach Sivloinis. So we don't look at that as Sivloinis as being maybe a Kedushin. We look at it only on the basis of the Kedushin that was done when he was a cotton, where the Kedushin was now good. Semel v'halach is menat chesh for the Kedushin. Mishnah Zayin, ha-mekadosh yishu bito, o yishu v'achoysa ka'achas. He's mekadosh two women where he can't be married to both. If a man marries a woman, he can't marry a daughter. The Kiddush is not Chal. It's Chavi Krisus. Chavi Mrs. Bezdin. If he marries a woman, it's Chavi Krisus to marry the sister. Kiddush won't be Tevis. So what happens if he marries the two of them simultaneously? He can't be married to both. So is neither Chal? Is there an arbitrary one is Chal and one is not? Taloch is Eine Mekudoshes. Both of them are not Mekudoshes. The one first suggests that this is a Pasuk by V'isha l'choysa l'sikach l'tzvor, which is the pasuk, the makar of the din of tzoras erva, by Yibum, the pasuk says over there that a man cannot take, V'isha l'choysa, a man with cannot take a woman with a sister, l'sikach l'tzvor. So the Gemara wanted a dashen, and the mashmos of the pasuk is that ben shosh anasis, isha v'choysa tzoroi zu l'zu, they can't be taken together. So it's a bazunder exes a kosov. But Maisa the Gemara says no, that the pasuk of Yishal Achayis L'Sichel L'Tzora is when he married a sister. He can't marry then the other sister. It's afterwards. It's not Babas Achas. This, however, is more of a shas klal. Kol she'ini b'zeh achazeh b'Babas Achas Einoi. It's a klal and shas. The two things that can't be chal zeh achazeh simultaneously, each blocks the other. The Mishnah, in discussing this idea, brings a Maisa. Maisa b'chomish noshim, u'behen shtei achoyis, five women, two of them are sisters. V'liket echot, somebody came along, a man came along, with a kalkola shel te'enim, with a basket full of te'enim, v'shelohem hoysa, v'shel shviyis hoysa. We'll go into every detail. It was their tree, but the tree belonged to them, but right now the pears were hefker, it was Shvi'is. So he took those pears, and he says to them, V'amare kulchem, all of you, all five of you, kulchem mekudoshos li, b'kalkolazu, with this basket, there's enough there for everybody. V'kibla achas mehem alide kulam, one of them accepted the kalkola on behalf of all of them. V'amru chachom en achoyis mekudoshos. And clearly the reason why en achoyis mekudoshos is only because the two sisters can be miskatches bebasachas, like we just said. Kol she'ena bezeachazeh bebasachas einoi. Now, there's a few interesting details over here. One, it seems clear, the Gemara says from the Mishnah, that if it was vir te'enim but it wasn't shel shvius, the kedushin would be a kedushin. Why? Pashut, because if the peres belong to them, how could he steal those peres that belong to them and give it to them? Now, you want to say he's giving back stolen property? It might be worth it for them to get back. Let's say each teina is worth 50 prutas. A person might want to pay one pruta to get back 50 prutas worth of stolen property, but lamaisa, they're not getting something which is not theirs. So therefore, the Gemara says, kitcho begezel eina mukudeshes. The reason why over here it would be mukudeshes is because even though the tree belongs to them, he has a right to pick it, because during Shemitah, Shviz, all the peres that are produced by anybody's tree, by every Yiddish-owned tree, lamaisa is hefker. So it became his. The Chiddush over here, the Gemara adds also, you might say that it's Hefker, and nobody could own it. You could pick it and eat it, but you can't own it. If you can't own it, you can't be Mekadosh an issue with it. No, we say that it's Hefker, but the one who picks the peres from a tree of Shviz, peres Shviz belong to the one who picked it. So it belongs to him, and he can be Mekadosh an issue with it. Another Chiddush that's over here, the Gemara says, is the fact that we see one of them as being able to represent the other four. If not for the fact that two of them are sisters, all five of them would be mekudashes. And that's a chiddush, because in Hilchis Eidus we find, in Yevamos we had this extensively in the last bunch of parakim, that tzorois are not nemonoi zu lazu. Tzorois have a distrustful relationship. Two women married to the same man are rivals. Simel, they're not believed on each other in terms of Eidus, because of Chashash Sinna, Chashash Mekalkel. But for one to be a Shliach on behalf of all four, the other four, that's fine. One other point that the Rav brings up is that this idea of Shtei Achoyos, Kol She'enen, Miskadshes, Bezuah Chazub, Basach HaSeinoi, what happens if he wouldn't be Mekadosh Shteihem? He would be Mekadosh Achas Mishteihem. He gives Kiddushin to a mother and a daughter, and he says, one of you should be married. Now, you're not going to know which one. We call that Kiddushin She'enem Mesurin Labiyo. It's Machlok Sabaye V'Rova. Lamaisa, we paskin, the way the Rav paskins, is Kiddushin She'enem Mesurin Labiyo have a Kiddushin. And a male of the Kiddushin would be a Kiddushin. Both of them would need a get. Who would the Kiddushin be? Chalin? Good question. It's a subject. So both of them would need a get. So when you try to be Mekadosh both of them, it doesn't work. If you try to be Mekadosh one of the two, even though it's Ein Mesurin Labiyah, because neither one of them is Muteres Lai, because either one, if the Kedushin was Chal on the other one, then that one is Bas Ishtoi, or it's Ein Ishtoi. So Mele would be Ein Mesurin Labiyah, Afilo Hochi, the Kedushin is Chal.